You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
The government has announced a support package to respond to increasing fuel prices. 143,000 working families with children will receive an extra $50 per week. The Green Party has proposed an alternative support package that includes free public transport for 3 months and targeted relief payments for rural communities, among other suggestions. However, Labor has not outlined its own response, with leader Chris Hipkins stating the onus rests on the current government. And the McCain's processing factory in Hastings is set to close in January 2027, but it is not yet known how many workers and growers the closure will impact. Labor Jobs and Income spokesperson Jenny Anderson says this is part of a broader pattern of closures that have occurred under the current government. For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, I asked about both of these topics. I started by asking about his response to the government's fuel crisis package.
Well, it's certainly a start, but unfortunately people like students, people like my mum who are retirees, and people like my niece down south who is a working person without children, they all miss out, but are still feeling the pinch at the pump. It's costing them more every day, and they're struggling.
Is it wrong for the government to exclude beneficiaries from this payment as well?
Well, I think it's important that everyone has a response, because these costs are incurred by every New Zealander who is getting from A to B, who are taking their children to school, who are trying to get to work. And so this is a very narrow plan. The government calls it targeted, but actually it's an ill response to a greater problem that every New Zealander has. And it's important that Prime Minister Luxon really steps up and responds to this.
Labor excluded beneficiaries from the cost of living payment in 2022. What is the difference between excluding people then versus now?
Well, it's important that a response is put in place. Labor put a lot of support in place for beneficiaries and all New Zealanders under COVID, whether you were on the benefit or whether you were a business owner. That's the type of response and leadership that I'm looking to from this government in the energy fuel crisis. And so it's important that everyone is considered in that. I remember very well the level of community support that was put in place. Things like food banks and outreach were there to support everyone during the COVID crisis.
The Green Party has proposed free public transport along with relief payments for rural people, specifically as part of their proposed relief package. Do you support these ideas?
I certainly support investment in public transport. Under Prime Minister Luxon, we have seen significant cuts in the hundreds of millions of dollars to Auckland's public transport network. This is a congested city. This is one where people need to get around. And so it doesn't make sense that you make cuts. And so it is important that they front up, invest in public transport, and make it affordable for people to take that alternative.
Why hasn't Labor provided its own plan of action to relieve costs like the Greens have?
Well, we're not in government. It's the responsibility of the Prime Minister, of Nicola Willis, of parties that are in government to come up with the solutions. They would have been provided advice from officials. They haven't received all of that advice. And we've encouraged right from the start that all options are put on the table to be considered.
But if this crisis continues into later this year, which is looking likely, shouldn't people know the position of the parties they are being asked to vote for?
Definitely, and closer to the election time, if we're in that position still in a fuel crisis, then we will be releasing policy on that. At this time, it is the government's responsibility to step up to demonstrate to New Zealanders that they can, that they have the leadership, that they have the solutions in place. But at the moment, they seem to be quite slow off the mark.
I want to shift now to asking about jobs lost with the McCain factory closure. How concerned are you about the potential loss of jobs here?
Very concerned. I grew up in Hawke's Bay, so I understand. Back in the 80s, when a number of freezing works were closed, the impact on families there, I saw a number of my family members move to Australia, and that's the proposition that's in front of people that are losing jobs at McCain's and Watties. We know many family members and friends that either have part-time jobs, seasonal work, or full-time employment in those businesses, and so it would be a real loss to the whole region if those jobs were to be cut.
How does this fit into broader changes we've seen in the manufacturing sector in recent years?
Well, under this government, we've seen a number of major closures. I talked about Watties and McCain's, but you know, you look to Kenleith Mill, the Winstone Pulp, Sealord, and many other companies reducing their workforce. At a time when unemployment is soaring, there needs to be a response. There needs to be support put in place for businesses to keep afloat during what is a very difficult time.
What are your biggest concerns about these closures? Are you concerned this will drive more workers to Australia?
I'm concerned that the opportunities for people, including young people, to stay in New Zealand is being lost. That they will see that their only options is to move offshore, that we will find ourselves with a skills gap in New Zealand. I look to the construction sector as skilled workers, the number of apprentices that we've lost over this two-year lull as a result of the decisions and choices that Prime Minister Luxon has made.
So what kind of response would you like to see from the government?
Well, the government needs to take seriously unemployment. When we look at 93,000 young people not engaged in education or training, you know, that is not a future that we want in the short term or medium term here in New Zealand. We see that they are underfunded the tertiary education system. There's more people wanting to enrol than the government is funding. But at the same time, the government continues to fund tax cuts for landlords and tobacco companies, and those have been their priorities. Their choices are wrong. They aren't looking after everyday New Zealanders, and they aren't giving hope to young people that want to stay here in Aotearoa.
That was Shannon Halbert on the government's response to the fuel crisis and the McCain factory closure.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.